It's on the Parsha of Chayei Sara. We see that the Parsha is divided into two parts, primarily. The beginning of the Parsha deals with Ma'aseh Machpelah, and the Kinyan of Ma'aseh Machpelah, and the second part is the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. So we need to be mevar what's the tie that binds these two sugyas together in the Parsha. That's Aleph. Beis, as we'll get a little bit more into the second part of the parsha, which is the shidduch. So some general questions. The Torah tells us that when Eliezer goes down, Avram tells Eliezer, "Hu yishlach malach lefanecha," that Hashem is going to send His malach. And like any time the Torah mentions a malach, the question is who is the malach that Avram Avinu is sending down with Eliezer? And we spoke about this. That's right, about a year ago. It was 2 years ago. The Rosh Hashanah says this as well, that it's Rosh Tevas Mila, who yishlach malach lefanecha, that he sent a malach of Mila. And we expanded upon that at the time. But Shivan Panam L'Taira, so what is the nature of this malach which was sent down with Eliezer? In fact, the Medrash says that two malachim were sent down. And we always have to ask ourselves, if there's malachim, where do they come from? It's not that he had, you know, like a bucket of malachim that he could pull out of and just send them. If there's a malach, we have to know where it originates from. Furthermore, there's a Medrash Pliya which says that in the schar that Rivka was asked, "Hatechi im ha'ish hazeh," if you will go with this person, "Vatamei eilech," and she said, "I'll go." Yotzu b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. What's the significance of this parasha? That over here, Haselchi ma'ish hazeh, and her response, Vatayma ilech, that is connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Another Medrash Pliya which says, Laban tells Eliezer, Mi Hashem yatza adavar, that he gives his agreement to the Shidduch. So the Medrash says, Mehechan yatza. It says, Mi Hashem yatza hadavar, but from where? So the Medrash says, from Har HaMoriah. What does Hamariah have to do with this, that the Medrash is pointing there to say Mehashem Yatzadavar, that the Shidduch comes from Har Hamariah? And just Bechlal, what does it mean Mehashem Yatzadavar? Since when does somebody like Lavan have the Kayach to say that Hashem agrees to it? That the Shem Havaya agrees to the Shidduch? There's another Medrash in the beginning of the Parsha, which is also somewhat of a plea. It says that anyone who is Mevayer, the Mekach of a Tzaddik, like this Kenyan between Avram and Bnei Ches in purchasing Ma'aseh Machpelah, anybody who stands by and can be Mevayer that Kenyan, it's Kilo de Mekayim Neseres Adibros. The question is obvious, what's the connection between Neseres Adibros and the Kenyan of Ma'aseh Machpelah? And one last question, that when Eliezer is Mekadosh Rivka, so the Torah says he's Mekadosh her with Shnei Tzmidim, with two bracelets, which were each Asara Zahav Mishkalam. So Rashi quotes Chazal that it's a remez to the two Luchos and to the Asara Sadibros. That's why all of a sudden when it comes to this Kiddushin between Yitzchak and Rivka, do we have a remez to the Asara Sadibros? And lastly, when we take a look at the Pasha, this is really like a segue into the Terutz and Mitzvah Shem. The fact that the Torah repeats the parashas of Eliezer twice, what occurred and his description of what happened, needs to be addressed. But we find that what Eliezer is referred to throughout the parasha seems to be switching. At times he's called Ha'eved, and at times he's called Ha'ish. So why would there be this constant changing of a description of Eliezer throughout the entire sugya? Okay, so to explain in Mitzvah Hashem these questions, and well, let's begin with the nature of the two malachim. We find malachim by the Akedah. The Torah tells us that the first malach came and told Avraham, "Atishach yad chalanar, atasam uma, don't touch the nar, don't do anything. I see that you're Yireh Elokim." And Chazal explained that Avraham wasn't satisfied with that. And he, in fact, challenged the first malach, and he said, "I don't have to listen to you, because the tzivoy to do the akedah came from Hashem, and you're only a malach. So Divi HaRebbe, Divi HaTalmud, Divi Mishamer. I'm supposed to listen to Hashem, I'll listen to you. To which the second Malach came, and the Torah says that he listened to the second Malach, which again is in itself a question. If a Malach is coming and telling him, so then why is it any better than the first Malach? But maybe we'll get to that. So the second Malach tells him that Har Ba'ar Ezarich, I'm going to give you a lot of children, and you're going to overcome the gates of your enemies, etc., etc. And Avram Avinu concedes and lays down the weapon, so to speak. So the first one, Avada, why do we need these two Malachim? Al Kapana, we have two Malachim. And who are these two Malachim? It's very interesting. We're going to discuss only the second Malach now, not the first Malach. But there's a remiss to the second Malach, and then I saw this in a sefer somewhere, I don't know, remember who where it was. But the Torah tells us that this second Malach spoke to Avram Avinu, and it says, Shein is min ha-shamay, a second time from Shammai. And the Bereshit Tevos here of Shein is min ha-shamayim is Moshe. As if to imply that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Malach. Now, my high Moshe is the Malach. There's a cloud to understand is that when the Torah refers to a malach, it doesn't only mean an angel. It can mean many times a neshama without a guf. But since Moshe was not yet in the world, so the Torah refers to him as a malach. But aside from that, we find that Moshe is referred to a malach in the Torah, and in fact, Moshe refers to himself as a malach. Because later on in Sefer Bamidbar, I believe it's in Parshas Chukas, when Moshe is speaking to Malach Edom and asking for passageway into Eretz Yisrael, so he gives a whole account about what happened to Klal Yisrael, and he says, "Vayishlach malach vayutziyam mitzrayim," that Hashem sent a malach, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, which malach took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, according to Chazal, it's referring to Moshe. Moshe is called a malach. In fact, if you take Moshe, the milui of Moshe itself, which is just, so if you spell out mem of Moshe, mem mem, shin yud nun, and then hey aleph, but if you only take the milui itself, it's gematria malach. So the milui of Moshe is called Malach. So what we're seeing here is that Moshe Rabbeinu is this quote-unquote second Malach. The Torah refers to him as a Malach. And he's the one who tells Abraham to stop by the Akedah. Actually, I should qualify that. He's not the one who tells Abraham to stop. He's the one who tells Abraham he's going to have Berachas from the Akedah. So it would seem that these two Malachim, which were created by the Akedah, were the Malachim which Avram sent along with Eliezer. That the schus of the Akedah is what he's banking on to make this work, which of course would explain why it is that after the Akedah, the Torah tells us, Hashem comes to Avram and tells him Rivka is born. As if to say, Hashem was implying that not only is the Shidduch of Yitzchak ready, which is in a sugi of itself, but he's telling him that there's a connection between what was done at the Akedah and what you're going to need, which you were able to take from here in order to retrieving Rivka. And that's going to be the Malachim from the Akedah. Especially Moshe Rabbeinu. And it actually works out very nicely because when Rivka receives the bracha from Lavan who says, At ha'il alfi revava, he gives her a bracha. So Rashi says, At vizareich, you and your children will be makabel the bracha which was said to Avram and Har HaMaria, harba arba ezareich. So Rashi's learning, not sure if it's a chazal or not, but Rashi is learning that the bracha that Lavan is giving is the bracha which the second Malach gave to Avram at the Akedah. As if to say that it was the participation of this Malach which created that bracha to come out of Lavan's mouth. Now, two Malachim went down. I mean, it's not just the second Malach, but the first Malach. Why do we need two Malachim? But the answer is we need two Malachim because only a Malach can do one job at a time. Clearly, the second Malach was the Malach which will be taking Rivka out. But you also need another Malach to protect Eliezer from Lavan and Besuah. We know but Besuah tried to kill Eliezer, and then a Malach came and switched the poison, and really Besuah killed himself, so to speak. And this was the job of the first Malach. And it actually goes very nicely with that which comes out of the mouth of the first Malach by the Akedah, where he says, Al tishlach yadcha lanar, which tells us that this is the tafket of this Malach. And we know that Eliezer is called Nar, he's referred to so as twice in the Torah. And in Pimis HaTayri, he's called Na'ar because he has a connection to the Malach Matat, which is called Na'ar. But I'll call upon him. This is exactly what happens. Besuel tries to kill Eliezer, who's called a Na'ar. and the malach saves him. But since the role of the malach is exactly that, al tishlach yadcha lanar, that's exactly what happens. It means to say, don't strike Eliezer, who's called the nar. So we see the participation of these two malachim in their roles, and parenthetically, what happened by the Akedah is that there was a switch, that instead of Yitzhak being on the Mizbeach, it was the aisle, and here too, instead of Eliezer getting the Sam, Hamaves, it was Besu'ul who got it. So the malach who was able to flip Yitzhak for the aisle is the same one who flipped the Sam, i.e. Eliezer for Besu'ul. So now, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, is this quote-unquote malach, who is going down with Eliezer to the house of Levan and Besu'el, will explain why it is that Moshe, I should say Eliezer, comes to the Be'er. We find that Moshe goes to the Be'er later in the Torah also for a shidduch. It's not because Eliezer has a kesher with the Be'er, although Avram does have a kesher with Be'erus, that's for sure true. In fact, the Zohar says that his name is Be'er Ma, those are the letters of his name, as Shaykh to Be'er. But we see Moshe has a special connection to the Be'erus. That's where he went for his Shidduch. Avram did not go there for Shidduch, although you can argue that Keturah, which is Hagar, is found by Be'er L'chayroi. Val Kaponim, Moshe has a kesher to the Be'er and to Shidduchim because his Shayrish comes from the Be'er, which is Kimin Amai Mishisihu. Moshe's Shaykh is to the Inyan of Be'er, and we find also Hoyal Moshe Be'er Satayrazos, Ve'in Kamakul Harach Bezer. What's interesting is that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is going down with Eliezer is going to explain to us pretty much the rest of the Nakudas, which are in the Kashas, which we began with before. With one last note, the Yaakov Rabbeinu brings in a couple places from the Sefer HaTemuna, which is a Kabbalish Sefer, who says a very big Chiddush, which we've mentioned in previous Shurim, that the place that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried is in Maras HaMachpelah. And Chida quotes this as well, and he brings a remez supporting the words of the Sefer HaTemuna. For example, it says, in this week's parasha, it says, Sedei Maras HaMachpelah. It's referred to as such, and that's the Rashi Tevas Moshe. And we explain at a different time, the Torah says, Shama Kuvar Avraham Asara. Shama is also the letters Moshe. So to say that the place that Avraham and Sarah are buried, that's where Moshe is buried too. So what's this idea that Moshe is buried in Maras HaMachpelah? Naniach the Sefer HaTemuna, his big shoulders, that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried there. What does that tell us about the fact that Maras HaMachpelah's connection to Moshe? So this will help us understand the flow of the parasha a little bit more. And really the first question we began with, what's the connection between the first part of the parasha and the second part of the parasha? So we know that the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin tells us a very famous drasha of the Kinyan Kesef by Isha is learned out from Kicha Kicha Mista Yefram, that the Lashon Kicha tells us that a woman is Niskadeshes B'Kesef. And the root of that is Maras HaMachpelah. So since Maras HaMachpelah, the Gemara is telling us, is the root of Kiddushin, so the beginning of the parasha, which deals with Maras HaMachpelah, is a setup for the latter part of the parasha of the Kiddushin between Yitzchak and Rivka. We can't have the Kiddushin between Yitzchak and Rivka unless we have the first part of the parasha, which is the source. It comes from Maras HaMachpelah, that it's Shaykh Kiddushin B'Kesef. And he does give her Kesef. He gives her Shnei Tzmidim, which is Asar Zav Mishkolam. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Maras HaMachpelah is important, like Gabay in Yoni Kiddushin. Why? Because every Kiddushin is done Adai to the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, on the Das of the Rabbanan, and that's understood to be Kedas Moshe Viso. Moshe is the Das, and in Pimis Ataras, Moshe is always called Das, not always, but he's a really strong connection to Das. And the Das of Moshe is what's Poyal the Kiddushin. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Maras HaMachpelah allows for Maras HaMachpelah to be the source of the Kiddushin, because it's Poyal Ayyadei, the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Bechlal, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu has a role of Kiddushin, because the Kiddushin of all time is the Kiddushin by Matan Torah. Bar Harsinei, Chazal say, Yoim Chasunaso, Zeh Matan Torah. This was a Kiddushin between Kla Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, of which Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shadchan. He was the Das, Veida Adam Eschav Ishto, which brought together Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And what served as the Kesef Kiddushin was the Luchos. That was intermediary. And the fact In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was also instrumental in the Kiddushin between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Maaseh Machpelah was the very first kinyan Klal Yisrael has in Eretz Yisrael, where Moshe Rabbeinu sends spies into Eretz Yisrael, which are the 10 Meraglim. Only two are Matziach, which is Kalev and Yeshua. But the very first place which Kalev goes to is Maaseh Machpelah. Why? Because since the relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Eretz Yisrael is like a zivug between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, so in order to be Ma'orer, the Shoyer Shakinyan, Kalev went to Maaseh Machpelah, but he was a Shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rashi says, Shlach Lecha Ledaitcha. It was the Das of Moshe, because the Das of Moshe is necessary in creating this Kiddushin between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And even further, where Moshe Rabbeinu is looking into Eretz Yisrael is associated with the Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, which we find in the beginning of Bar Metzia, that Kinyan Re'ia may be Shaykh by a Metzia. We know that an Isha is called a Metzia, the Gemara says La'is Metzo, but that's in Kamakum L'Harach B'Zeh. So again, so why is it important now that Yitzchak's Kiddushin is being done through Eliezer, but Eliezer is associated with Moshe? Because we need a Kiddushin here. And the root of Kiddushin is Maaseh Machpelah, and the Das of that Kiddushin is the Das Moshe, and that happens because Moshe is buried in Maaseh Machpelah. So now let's go back to our questions. We explained the beginning of the parsha, how it connects to the second part of the parsha, because it's the Kiddushin from Maaseh Machpelah which allows the Kiddushin between Yitzchak and Rivka. We also asked, what is the nature of the Malach? Hu yishlach malacha lefanacha. Which Malach did he send? So we explained that he's sending the Malachim from the Akedah. And the fact that Medrash says two Malachim is because there were two Malachim by the Akedah. One which we said is to protect Eliezer from Besuel and Lavan, and the other is to extract, to take out Rivka. Now the Medrash Pliya said that when Lavan tells Eliezer in response, Mi Hashem Yatza Davar, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Medrash says, where did it come from? It comes from Har HaMariah. So according to that it comes from the Akedah, which is Har HaMariah, we can explain why the Shidduch came from Har HaMariah, because there was the Malach of Har HaMariah which allowed the Shidduch to take place. Furthermore, why is Eliezer using Shnei Tzemidim, which are Asura Zav Mishkalim, to which Rashi says this is a remez to the Tuduchas and Asura Sederos? Because Moshe is being poiled. And since Moshe, it creates the big Kiddushin between Kutcher Bichon and Knesset Yisrael through the Shnei Duchas and Asura Sederos. So as a remez to Moshe's participation here, so Eliezer, i.e. this Ish, used this in order to create the Kiddushin. But to further understand what's going on here, that it's not Eliezer who does it. It's not that when we understand that Malachim went with Eliezer, it's not like they were like one was on his right, one was on his left. It was the neshamas of Moshe and the other Malach which embodied Eliezer. They were like within Eliezer. Eliezer himself was on the darga of Moshe, so to speak, because it's called like an Ibr neshama, that the neshama of this Malach goes together with that person. So therefore, it wasn't being poiled as Kiddushin al Das Eliezer. It was the Das of Moshe which was taking over. And that's why Moshe, so to speak, used this, because Moshe Rabbeinu would be the one later to use this as well. This will explain to us why the Torah goes back and forth between Ha'ish and Ha'eved. Ha'eved is a reference to Eliezer, or may even be referring to the first Malach. Maybe another time we'll talk about who that Malach is, and it will help us understand why it's called an Eved. But whenever the Torah in this sugi refers to Ha'ish, it's not referring to Eliezer, it's referring to Moshe. Because any time we don't know who the Ish is, we have a klal later on in the Torah that Ha'ish refers to Moshe. Because in the beginning of Parshas Yisro, the Torah tells us that when Yisro and Moshe are interacting, the Torah tells us Vayishtachu Arta, that one bowed down to the next. And Rashi quotes Chazal saying, who bowed to who? Did Moshe bow down to Yisro? Did Yisro bow down to Moshe? So since the later part of the Pasuk says Ha'ish, and it's referring to Moshe, so we know Moshe bowed down to Yisro because Moshe is called Ha'ish. Because it says Ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Moshe is called Ha'ish. So here too, just like over there, Moshe is called Ha'ish, and we don't know who it's referring to, but because Ha'ish, Moshe Anav Mikol Adam, it's referring to Moshe. Here too, Ha'ish is referring to Moshe. And even the words Ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od is explaining to us why Stam Ish is Moshe. Because to be an Anav means you don't take credit. And Ha'ish refers to Moshe because Moshe doesn't need his name on it, that we should know that it's Moshe. He goes on quietly, Bitsina. That's the whole Mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu. But here the Torah uses Ha'ish to imply that it's really Moshe who's doing this, because you need the Das of Moshe to create the Kenyan. You can't use Eliezer, which answers the Kasha of the Rishonim and other Mefarshim, that how can Eliezer even do the Kenyan? He's an Eved. An Eved can't be part of the Kiddushin. It's not a Bar Kiddushin. But the Pshat is that no, since Moshe participated, it was Al Das Moshe and Al Das Eliezer the Eved. The Medrash, which also said that Bishar, that Lavan says, Hatechi im ha'ish hazeh, v'atem re'eilech, and she says, I'll go, b'nei Yisrael lef Mitzrayim. So with this, we can explain that Medrash as well. That since it's Moshe Rabbeinu who goes down, and Moshe is the one who takes b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so that's why, Hatechi im ha'ish hazeh, and the fact that she says she'll go, is the source and the root of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The fact that Rivka is taken out of the clutches of Besu'el and Lavan is me'ain taking B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And for that to happen, which is like it's impossible to take Rivka out, it's like it was impossible to B'nai Yisrael if not for the Das of Moshe. So therefore, Moshe is the one here who's able to take out Rivka, which is why there's a remnant of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's even merumas in these words, which the Medrash says, according to Torah, Hatelchi im ha'ish hazeh. So we said, Stam ha'ish is Moshe Rabbeinu. But here we see even a remnant to the fact that it's Moshe, because the Sofei Tevas of Im Ha'ish Hazeh spells Moshe. In the place where it says Ha'ish, and that Rivka comes out, and the Kiddushin is taking place, we find a remnant to Moshe being right there. And this will explain why it says Mehashem Yatzah Hadavar. It is Mehashem Yatzah Hadavar, because the words of Moshe is very different than the words of any other Navi. When Moshe speaks, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. Which really helps us understand the question which we pointed out, Agav Urche, that the first Malach Avram rejected because it didn't come from Hashem. But yet the second Malach he listens to. Teretz says the second Malach is Mipi Moshe. And Mipi Moshe is the Kadosh Baruch Hu Medaber. The Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks from the mouth of Moshe. That's why the Al-Sheikh says that the Malach begins by saying, Bi Nishpatinu Hashem. This is the words of Hashem. This is not me speaking. We don't find such a Lashem by the first Malach by the Akedah. When Moshe speaks, the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks. Kivyachal. Except perhaps in Sefer Dvarim, which may be a little bit different. But since the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks, and that's why we have an animami, that the words of Moshe Rabbeinu are authentic and never to be changed. It's like Mipi Gvura Kivyachal. So Memela, that's why Mehashem Yatzah Davar. It's called Mehashem Yatzah Davar. This will also explain why it is that the Torah goes through Biarichus, the whole words of this Ha'ish. Why do we need the play-by-play account of Eliezer's story when we just had the account earlier? But the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, all the words of Moshe are called Torah. It's Torah's Moshe. If Eliezer was the one speaking, it wouldn't be as chashev to us, although Chazal make a drush on that to say that it is. But in Pinyas, it's that Moshe is talking, and if Moshe is talking, so that has a darg of Torah. That's the darg of Torah. I think that pretty much answered the questions. We'll just point out as a seam to this, in conclusion, that we see that Eliezer, Moshe goes with Eliezer. And we're going to find later on in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu pays back Eliezer. Why does he pay back Eliezer? Because Moshe Rabbeinu has two children, Gershom and Eliezer. The fact that he names his second son Eliezer is like the chazara, which brings out the kesha that Moshe has with Eliezer. The fact that he called his son and he said, Ki elokei avi be'ezri, that the God of my father was with me. You could say that in touch that in many ways, because who is elokei avi? You could say it's referring to Yitzchak. Elokei avi be'ezri. And we know Ezri is a lashon of an isha. It's called an ezer kenegdo, the Gemara says. So Eloki Avi Be'ezri means that in finding my Ezer, meaning in that malacha that Eliezer was sent down on behalf of Yitzhak, Eloki Avi Be'ezri, in finding the Shidduch, so that's why Moshe, using that description, names his son Eliezer, going back to the Shirish of their connection. I'll just point out that the Torah says here, Hu Yishlach Malacha Lefanacha. And it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is called the Malach, we said, because it says, Vayishlach Malach, Moshe is called the Malach who took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, just like this Medrash here says, and in the Schlitz that Moshe really is, we're teaching it, goes down to take out Rivka, that's why Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. Just note that even Vayishlach Malach is the same exact letters as
Yishlach malacho. The only difference is whether the vav is at the end of the two words or it's at the beginning of the two words. But it's really the exact same letters, which shows us furthermore that this malach, which the Torah is referring to here, is really Moshe Rabbeinu. Is really Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, Moshe, b'miluo, if you spell out Moshe with the milui we spoke about before, just the milui of Moshe. But if you take Moshe with the milui, it's b'gematria v'yishlach malach. And also b'gematria yishlach malacho. It's the same gematria. So that shows very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu is the malach. So again, just to recap, what we're seeing from these chazals coming together, at the beginning of the parasha, the end of the parasha, from the different midrashim which we have in front of us, we're seeing that the sugya of Eliezer going down to Mitzrayim was the idea of even a Maisa Avo Simon Labanim of Moshe Rabbeinu going down to take Bnei Yisrael to Mitzrayim. And the fact that the Kiddushin could be Poyel, and every Kiddushin has to be Aldai to the Moshe, and the fact that Moshe is buried in Maisa Machpelah, that's the Shorsh of Kiddushin, that really explains many of the circumstances which took place, which allowed Rivka to come out and for the Kiddushin to take place between Yitzchak and Rivka. And once again, that kiddushin, that nisun, which we're waiting for, which is so, would come in Shechtet Kainu, from here, and